Blog Talk.
Okay, we're
Radio.
Live. All right, we're live on Blog Talk. We can talk about whatever you would like. Any questions about the church? But I just wanted to let y'all know what I went through this coming Thursday. But I truly believe the Most High allowed me to confirm what I knew. I had to experience it personally because I knew it was all bogus. But everyone was saying through the whole process for years, oh, you don't know. This stuff is, man, I seen my family member. They couldn't breathe. Well, did you know that what they gave your family member when you by the time you seen them? And what I find, and I found that a lot of people don't know what it is to not be able to breathe. I do. Okay. I grew up, you know, with chronic asthma. So I believe that a lot of stuff they're spraying out here is causing people to get asthma symptoms and they're running into the hospital like they got corona. And I know a lot of people who have just went to the hospital and they say, I got asthma, took a breathing treatment for asthma and went home and they're fine. People have to wake up, man. How many of us have volunteered trusting these evildoers to treat our people, our family with experimental drugs, not realizing the impact behind all of it would be what? Death. Do they benefit from people living through coronavirus, or do they benefit with the numbers going up and people dying? The more threat it is, the more funding they receive. 315 area code.
Been through coronavirus, or do they benefit with the numbers going up and people dying?
Hello?
The more
yes,
threat
turn,
it is,
turn me off in the background, please.
Oh, okay, wait.
315
area code. How you
doing? Oh, wait. I'm trying to get you off. Oh, I'm fine, Elder. This is my first time on here and everything, and I'm so excited. But anyway, what I wanted to speak on was that what you were saying about what happened to your mother. A very good sister of mine that I knew for 30 years, you know, and we know not to do what people are doing. So
yeah.
I didn't hear from her, right? And I started getting trouble in my spirit, and I kept calling and calling and calling her. And finally I get her. She's in the hospital, and she tells me, she had such and such, right? So I started praying with her and everything, and, you know,
well,
singing
listen,
whatever.
Listen, sister, if it's an event that happened to you and you're giving your personal mm-hmm. testimony,
mm-hmm.
you can say what she told you. She told you she had the virus. You don't have to be sensitive. You can be straight concerned
okay.
in the conversation you had with your friend. But go on.
Okay. She said, I got COVID. It got me like that. So I just began to pray, right? But next thing you know, she dies, right? But in my spirit, I just knew because her kids said that her kids couldn't see her. And then when they did let them in, she was getting worse and worse. But when they said they were going to put her on a ventilator, I was like, oh, no, that's going to be the end of it. But I still prayed and hoped to God that it wouldn't be. And because I used to work in a client of mine, got on that ventilator too, and she died too. But they may have given her what you just said. And I know people now is saying, look, if I get sick, just leave me in the backyard. I don't want to go in there. And
sister, here's a deep thing about it, right?
Yeah.
Here's a deep thing about it when it comes to all of this. And that's why the word is pharmakia. It's sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have the family members say, well, we had to do this or she would have died or he would have died after the person is dead already. See, that's the magic. That's the Jedi mind trick.
Mm-hmm.
The family went along with it to save the person's life and they're dead. And the trick part of it is people don't even put two and two together and say, well, if they were going to die anyway, why did I let them convince me to do all this? You know,
right.
But it starts with, it got me. It was her in her mind and her believing what was out there. Because right. I'm going to tell you, these doctors are top psychologists, and I've never met a more wicked and evil person face-to-face in my life than this doctor.
But I'm talking about, listen, hold up.
Now, here's the catch-22 of that.
Mm-hmm.
He was the nicest person. He gave the nicest conversation that I've ever had with a doctor. And he was the most wicked and evil man that I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and I'm putting this out there so that brothers and sisters can understand. It's not about how all the niceness and all this and how somebody have an air of PR to seem like a nice person. That's why we got to get over this PR garbage. Christ was an austere man. Christ was direct. Christ wasn't ambiguous. People hated Christ because he was straight. He seen through the bull.
Right.
And to everyone else, that's brass. That's bad. But go on, sister.
Yeah. So, and another thing, earlier this year, my sister, she had been in a nursing home for like 3 years. Her kids wasn't really taken care of, and I was working. But
yeah,
God told me to come off the job. So I left, right? And so I was able to get my sister. And as soon as they started saying, you know, people in the nursing home are going to have to get the jab, I said, oh, no. I took my sister out. She's home with us and everything. We're taking care of her. But the thing is, you know, we have prayer. And one night we was praying, and I heard the Lord say, pray against the evil doctors and nurses. Now, I didn't say nothing to nobody because I felt like they're going to say, oh, why are you saying that? God couldn't tell you to pray such a prayer. But they are evil doctors and nurses. Like you said, people don't believe that. I never believed in them. I don't have no big medical record at all. I just went to the doctor the other day. And I'm not going back. I just wanted to
get this. I got to get this next call. I'm going to let you round off.
Okay, anyway, I'm trying to come. I'm trying to come into the church. Okay? God bless.
Okay, where are you?
Oh, I live in Jersey, in Roebling, but I think you're in Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, all you have to do is send an email. Okay,
Yeah,
just type the name of the church and come on over, But I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll have Bishop Amoth, because there is a process that it takes for you to actually gather, because, you know, we're very protective of the people we have in there. Not saying anything is wrong with you. But when you're in, we're going to make sure we're protective of you too. Okay? So let me have your name, and I'll give your number to Bishop Amoth, and he'll call you about coming to the Philadelphia congregation. Let me have your name.
Okay. Rosa.
Rosa.
Last name Tucker.
Okay, Rosa. Okay, I got you. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next call, 205. 205 area code. How are you? I mean, I'm sorry. Let's see. This is 314. 314 area code. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Elder?
I'm doing well. Hello? 205. I'll be right with you after the call. Yes. We're live. Talk to me.
Every time you speak on this, Elder, it makes me angry. In 2016, I'll get right to it. My father, he walked into the emergency room. He was having an upper respiratory issue. My whole family was there and everything. And every night I stayed in the hospital with him. I spent the night in the hospital. I've never trusted doctors or any of that, right? The fourth day, the lady, my father was sitting up. We were talking about everything. He was mad. He's like, maybe he would be leaving the next day or something. We were having a great conversation and everything. The nurse comes in and she tells me, you can't spend the night tonight. Well, I'm like, why not? I spend the night with him every night. Well, you can't spend the night. And we're going back and forth, and she goes and calls security. Okay, so I have to leave. Elder, when I get back the next day, my father wasn't responsive any time until the point that he died.
Mm.
He never responded again, and I know he was. I know.
I'm sorry about
I'm
that.
Looking
I'm
at
sorry
him.
About that. I'm sorry
I'm
about
looking
that.
At him in his face. My father was vibrant. We was talking, sharp-minded and everything, talking about everything. The very next day, when she told me that I couldn't go back and spend the night with him, he never came to again, and he died about a week or two later. But he never was responsive again one time, and he walked into the hospital.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I'm sorry.
So when you say, I'm like, man, the way Elder stood up and stuff like that, man, I commend you for that because you on point, man. They will kill. These doctors are evil, man. They killing our people, man. They don't give a damn. They don't give a care about nothing. But trying to, I don't know what it is, but they got something against us so bad that when we come in there, they'll tell us anything, and I'm telling my family, they killed our father. They like, oh, he's just venting. I'm not venting. They killed our father. They killed my dad. They killed him. But no one in the family, they thinking I'm like some kind of nutty dude or something like that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just want.
You know what? The reality of it, brother. That's why it tells us in the scriptures. It tells us about the strong delusion, that they may believe a lie. It also teaches in the Bible where it says, say unto us smooth things. Because I don't think our people would be able to live with themselves, knowing that they were complicit the whole time while the institutions were convincing them to put down their own family. So for conscience sake, they're rather lash out at you and say something is wrong with you than to actually admit that they were complicit in a systematic death with the system that they trust. Why? Because one day they know they're going to have to go to the hospital. So what happens if what people are saying is true? What does that mean for me when it's my time to trust these guys? So I believe all of that comes into play with people, and it leads to some type of plausible deniability, okay? The word for it is cognitive dissonance, because if they had to actually admit or actually give ear to what you're saying, the possibility of it being true, then that means they must examine everything they see. So they would rather just caution with the side of, oh, he's gone and it was his time, than not even realizing that Bill Gates and others have been saying for years that there's too many people living, that they must depopulate. That's what global warming is about. When they say global warming, that means we need less people. It has nothing to do with energy and all that. It has everything to do with less people who would use energy. So that's code for, if people were listening, that we are going to systematically lower the planet without you actually realizing we're killing the people. Well, brother, I'm sorry for that, but let me tell you, sometimes I understand what you're dealing with, but yet, brother, you're not alone. That happened to me years ago when my father was diagnosed with emphysema. And this was in the 90s, where there was really no air. There was really ambiguity concerning all that, where every treatment was chemotherapy. And I sat there and seen a strong black virile man, sharp man, carpenter, worked with his hands, auto mechanic, self-taught. I seen him frail, dying with my family taking him every week, every other week or whatever, to get chemotherapy until it took his life. So you're not the only one. At one time, we thought that chemotherapy, which was a World War II, chemotherapy was a one World War II torture. It was a torture in interrogating people. They used to use chemotherapy in World War II as an interrogation torture. And they convinced us that that was medicine that could fight cancer. And I sat there and believed, oh, we got these breakthrough chemotherapies and all that. And it killed my father. So, brother, you're not alone. Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You have to realize we're in Jacob's trouble, and they're only doing the soft kills right now. Right? But listen, that's why I didn't leave it up to my brother, because I seen my brother ever so often, he would lean back into hearing what these people were saying, and it would conflict him. He was conflicted in his mind concerning who should he listen to.
Right,
and I looked him right in the eye. I'm like, listen to me, brother. Don't you ever, ever side on the other side of me. Okay?
Right.
Don't you ever side on the other side of me. All right? That was the same brother who called me years ago, over 5 years ago, and said, Mom might not make it. And I came back and got her straight. And she was out and about 2 months later. So we have to watch our family members who are emotionally unstable. Okay? And now they get in the hospital, and the doctors and hospitals know how to strategically point out the most unstable emotional out of the bunch. And that person will be the representative for that life. And they'll bolster that person up as if this person is the... It's the know-all. This person is really the one. They'll hone in on the most. I don't want to sound denigrating. The more impressionable of all the people, and they'll make that person the point person.
Right.
Okay. But go ahead, brother. You have the last word. And like I said, brother, you're not alone. They've tricked many of us. But I'm glad through the Most High that the truth is here, and that I can look in the Bible and say pharmakia causes division. And all of that. They would use the medical system as Satan's key tool leading to the mark of the beast. You have the last word.
I was questioning myself at one point, and it was about the same time that I came into the truth of following the Gathering of Christ Church. And as I was listening and stuff like that, and as I have been listening since, it let me know, man, you was on point. You about what you were thinking and what you were saying about the way that they do everything, you know. And I'm glad that you're putting that out to people, man, because we like you said, we don't know. We think the doctors we think cure, we think they're going to take care of us, and it's not so.
Yeah, straight psychology.
It's not so.
And the balance I have with that is, and this is what I tell people, the help for my mother was still in the hospital. It was up for me, and I love using this word, to navigate her through. And still, even after this satanic demon in a white jacket tried to kill my mother with Reg and gold, even after he said that, I looked at him straight, with a straight face, and I wasn't angry enough, and I said, can we still give her the other IV for fluids? He's like, well, sure, we'll do that. And I know you're still thinking, but yeah, we'll give her the IV. And I made sure she got what she wanted. She wanted more fluids and electrolytes to give us some more strength to fight against her cold. All right?
Mm.
Well, thank you. Thank
you, Elder. Mm-hmm.
No problem. And the other thing I didn't like, and I'm making sure that we don't do this anymore, My family can never go to that doctor's office she went to, and they prescribed her a medication for the sore throat, and it was a DNA destroyer. And I believe that what she was prescribed November the 1st by a doctor's office opened her up to get sick. So I already said she could never go to the doctor's office without my permission. I'm stepping in front of all of it now. Because you go there, and these guys are peddling the new drug, whatever that is, that's causing delusions and messing people up. And it seems like all of these ingredients have the same side effects. Suicidal thoughts, can't think straight, dizziness, vomiting, diarrhea. All of it got the same stuff in it. And I say, you know what? No longer can you go to the hospital or doctor without my permission going forward. That's it on that. 205 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm doing all right. My name is Amber. I'm from Birmingham.
Hey, how you doing, Amber?
I saw what the brother was going through. I feel like that happened to my aunt a couple of years ago because she was up, very vibrant, loved her family, went to church all the time. I've never seen cancer destroy, quote-unquote cancer, destroy somebody's body that quickly. It was within a year. And I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know, but man, I know she's up there partying like it's 1995 up in heaven, man. She was never upset about it. People in my family would be upset about it, call her, oh, how are you doing? How are you doing? You know, and she would uplift them. Don't worry about me. I'm
okay.
Fine. You know.
So well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, but you know what? I have faith that she's up there. I really do. I believe that. I really do. But I wanted to tell
okay.
you about Omicron. Apparently,
yeah.
in Phoenician, I don't know how true this is. Maybe you can verify this with Elder Lawyer. Apparently, it means I in Phoenician Hebrew. That's what when I looked at it, when I saw it, I'm like, Omicron. Let me look up the etymology of that word. It said it brought it
okay.
out from Phoenician, and it means I. I'm like, oh, okay, so y'all watching us. All right, well, we watching you too, and
okay.
so is our God.
Okay, so it's like the
all-seeing
eye. The all-seeing eye, but go on.
And my second point was that guy that you had brought out, the news story about the whole, that guy that crashed into the Christmas party, the reporter. I forgot his name.
Yeah, the fake story. Yeah, the fake story about someone crashing. Yeah, fake news.
Mm-hmm. That guy is a Russian Jew.
Yeah.
I looked him up
yeah.
as well. Yeah. It was some lady who lives in apparently they was close family or something like that. I looked him up, and I'm scrolling it on DuckDuckGo. Do not use Google if you're trying to look up anything. DuckDuckGo.
Do me a favor. Send that information.
Yes,
send that information to gathering@1@AOL.com. I would like to follow up on that to confirm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
So that's why
okay.
That's why he has that axe to grind against, quote unquote,
yeah.
Hebrew Israelites. Now I don't know how deep this dude was, but he looked like he was pretty wound up. Anyway, so
they're gonna lie. Sister, every time you look, they're gonna lie and claim something happened, and they're gonna loosely tie it to an Israelite.
Yeah, of course. Somebody
I mean, it's a shame. And see, and that's
right.
that's the outright hypocrisy of this whole world, this system. They're claiming that everyone should have the right and freedom of religion, that everyone should have the right to serve the God of their choice without criticism, without pushback, only unless our people admit we're Israelites. That's the exception. That's the hypocrisy.
Y'all can't come back
to
y'all,
God.
What do you mean? No.
Yeah. Do we have the freedom of religion or don't?
No.
Obviously, we have the freedom to actually what? Be controlled, follow the religions in which they control.
Exactly.
That's the hypocrisy.
You yeah, can't escape, but. Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
All right. Bless you. All right. Shalom. Shalom. And I thank you. I thank you all you loyal Patreon members. I love this. And, you know, it's a good segue going into this coming week. So. All right. 954 area code. I'm going to take a few more calls, and we'll be out in a couple of minutes. 954 area code.
Hello?
You're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to talk about an experience I had this morning that goes right into what you're saying about not trusting these doctors.
Yeah.
I had an appointment with my doctor this morning, and he stood there passionately trying to convince me how good this bite is. I'm going to call it the bite right now.
You mean the vaccine?
And, yeah, the bite. I call it the bite, yes, the snake bite.
I'll tell you what. I would have told him, if it's so good, you can have mine. I looked at him just like that and say, I know how good it is. You can have mine. You can get two for the price of one.
Right. So, you know, they are in the They're in the way of trying to convince people when they themselves not even sure of what it is. So we really need to be vigilant, and I'm being vigilant, praying a lot, staying in the word, because if you are not vigilant and if you don't really know what's going on and connecting the dots, I'm telling you, they're so passionate. They're just like the devil. They'll convince you to kill your, they will convince you to walk to your own demise. And that's just, I really agree with you about staying on top of things with your family. Thank you so much for the Academy. Thank you so much for all of your lessons. The Most High just really got me on time, and that's why I'm probably not on the other side. Thank you so much for all you do.
Bless you. All right. Great, great
Shalom.
Call. And Shalom. Hey, our people are waking up. Our people, and they can't say it's about misogyny and nothing else. Sisters are calling in. Sisters are wide awake, right? Because that's another thing they try to put out there. Oh, Israelites, oh, it's about degrading woman and all. Any negative connotation they can try to use. But here it is, Omicron. An alien takes over the body of the of an Earth man in order to learn about the planet so his race can take it over. Omicron. A 1963 movie about what? A demon taking over people so that he can walk through the earth to figure out how to get rid of the rest so that they can live here. Really what they're saying? This chemical Omicron, what they're using is by the unseen, which are the fallen and demons that are getting the chemical in people, which is a gateway to open you up as a host to be utilized by the demons, the Nephilim spirits, in a nutshell. All right. I think I just did 518. 410. 410.
Shalom, elders. Hello.
Shalom, how are you? We're going to try to go through a few of these.
I'm well. Question. My name is Brother Ray, by the way, from the Atlanta body. I guess my question is, could you touch on when Christ tells us that we should be ready to hate our mother, our father, and our family, and even ourselves for his name's sake? And I say that just because, you know, ever since the vax came out, you know, all
so
of my family.
So we have to be careful. We have to be careful how things are worded, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful of how things are worded in context. And this is what I say. And you have to understand not strictly what the words say, but by edification, how the word will be received by others. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would never say hate mother, father. I would never say that because I know how that's received by the unlearned. Right?
Right.
Automatically, when they hear that, cults hate people. And they're teaching people to hate their own mother, father, sister, brother. Right? When really the proper context is that we cannot love them more than our what? More, we can't have their relationship and love them above our relation with Christ. Right?
Right.
So when it says, if you love your mother, father, or something more than me, you're not worthy of the kingdom. Okay, so it's not about hating family members. So I understand what you were saying. But I have to get in front of these things, knowing how everything we say is under a microscope. They're going to say, here's an example. Someone called in who learned from these guys, and it's okay to hate their family. And that's not the context of the scriptures. It's siding with family in their darkness more so with the light of Christ. We have to love Christ more than our own family. And that's the whole thing. When they're dealing with this nonsense and they're walking in the dark, they cannot direct this concern in anything. That's loving them more than Christ. Okay? So I pray for my family, even those who are in darkness. I have no hatred for no one, including my family. I can only pray that the Most High open their eyes. But notice, words are important, right?
Yes, sir.
But go on.
So, So I apologize for that. I understand completely. 100%.
You don't have to apologize, brother. It's just edification. You don't got to apologize. You did nothing to me. But go on. Go ahead.
Okay. But, yeah, so it's funny how after everybody receives the vaccine and everything like that, everybody wants to gather, and now they want to do picture day, and we have this big group. And I've been trying to teach them about holy days and things like that. And all of a sudden, everybody can take off for a picture day for a whole family, you know, and organize that. But they can't galvanize and gather for a holy day. You know, it just seems crazy to me. But then they're ready to tell me I'm ready. I'm divorcing my family when I tell them, you know, I'm not going to come around during Thanksgiving. You know, I can't be fellowshipping with you all and things like that. And, you know, we can gather on holy days, but again, should I even be talking to them about like trying to gather on holy days, even though they got the vaccine as well, you know, cause
listen, what I'm saying is you have to realize the air of ambiguity they have created. There is no magic bullet. There's no one answer to anything. It's subjective. And to a degree where it's an individual navigation based on individual circumstances, right? Because if I say one thing, it doesn't apply to someone who's living under a different scenario where they don't have the wherewithal or the house to be separate from their family. So it depends right. on each person's life, how they navigate through this based on their current state, right? You have to choose what's right for you, not to get absorbed into what's ever going on. You take the knowledge of the Most High and you navigate through it. What works for you may not work for another person, right? So what you got to do is when it comes to your family, you have to decide based on the research you've done, you know, whether or not the choices your family made is putting you in harm's way. Like I make, like the choices, like some of the solutions we put out for church gatherings is to protect people in the church, right? So I can say, well, in the church, this is our stance on this or that, right? To protect the people are there, mm-hmm. this is how we deal with things from a congregational standpoint because it's other people's lives involved. But when it comes to an individual, you have the power. You have the power as an individual who knows the truth not to be infected. And understand what's right for you to protect your temple. That's an individual choice. There is no magic bullet or one size fit all when it comes to this. So you have to decide based on your family and what's going on, what'll be safe for you. Okay? Concerning how to interact with them. Right? Yes, you got sir. It? Okay,
yes,
so
sir.
You decide
that.
And there is no wrong answer, but you don't have to offend them. You don't have to offend them. What I do is I wear my mask. See, now it's time to actually put on masks in certain situations. I put on my mask when the majority of people are ignorant and could be or whatever. So if I have to go around them temporarily because they are my family, it's guarded. It's distancing. It's directing them. And someone, just the other day, someone sent, I got a video where guys show how to detox from the stuff that's in you, that it may be a way to get the stuff out of you. Through a detox, and I'm going to be talking about that the next Patreon, okay? But until we know for sure, we're siding as a church on the side of caution, okay? Until we know for sure what's in these people, we have to side on the side of caution, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. The water,
all right.
Thank you.
All right. 410 area code. Only got a few more, and then I got 7 minutes, and then that concludes our broadcast for today.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah.
Elder Ricardo, I have a question about the Book of Enoch.
Yes.
In chapter 106, when can you please? Please clear up the description of Noah.
The description of Noah is clear, okay? When it talks about his brightness, when it talks about white, it's talking about his purity. It only speaks of his purity. It's not talking about his skin color when you go into it.
Okay.
It talks about the aura that was on him compared to any other child during that time. So when it says he was white, it wasn't talking about his skin color. It was talking about the aura, the power, the radiancy of Noah.
Okay, okay? Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That was kind of bothering me a little bit.
Yeah, the same way Christ, it tells us in the book of Isaiah, though our sins be red as crimson, we shall be made white as snow. It doesn't mean we're going to turn white.
Right.
So white is also, so white is also usually is used in a term of purity, righteousness, and that's what that means. Okay?
Okay, so one other thing I didn't know if you were aware of.
Yes.
I wanted to share with you this. I saw on the news today in Bloomberg that Johnson & Johnson is making a special vaccine for South Africa.
Okay, they can make it for whatever they want to make it for.
Yeah.
But people would be out of their mind to get it.
Hey.
See, we have to.
I was like, wow.
You have to understand how the media works. We're doing this for this. We're doing this for that. That's just them talking. But the people of South Africa isn't asking for that. And right now, what I'm saying is that's their Jedi mind trick to continue to trick the people here in the Western world who think they're convincing is more advanced and can make better decisions than poor people in third world countries. But what they don't know is that Africa, compared to any other continent, they're only 3% vaccinated compared to any other ethnicity, and yet. And this is why the experts, as they call whoever these demons are, the experts are perplexed to how they're not dying in the street and they're only 3% vaccinated opposed to the rest of the world. How
well,
is it that they going on with life? Exactly. So what they're doing is they're targeting Africa now.
Yes.
They're targeting because Africa is one of the countries that didn't buy in and who are not voluntarily just going to die under this campaign of global warming and all this other crap. So they targeted, we got something special for South Africa. But guess what? It's not happening like that. The people realize exactly what this is over there. Okay?
I'm glad to hear that, Elder.
Yeah. And if they go for it, hey. There's many people here that's going for it, and may the Most High, we pray that the Most High help them through it, right? All right, thank you.
Right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You are.
Blessings.
Blessings. Yeah, the numbers came out in the academy. She probably brought out the numbers. 3%. Only 3% of Africa compared to any other ethnicity. The Africans are 3% compared to any other race. Vaccinated. Any other people? 608 area code. I only got one or two more calls, and then I'll just open it up. You can call in this coming Wednesday, in which we will be going into more this coming Wednesday. Not on this, but concerning tomorrow, we'll be going into the pastors who are discussing Israelites. Hello?
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you?
Hi. The medicine that you said, the Regeneron, the Regenicon, this is the same medicine that...
You mean Regenco.
Yeah, this is the same medicine that Dr. Fauci was giving people over in Africa with the Ebola. And the reason why it's not approved is because it was killing people. And, it shut people's organs down, and they put them on dialysis. And that's the hospital's policy is to... only give this medicine. No ivermectin, nothing else. Just give this medicine. And there's a lot of people here in Wisconsin where I'm at is on they put them on dialysis when they come in saying they have coronavirus. You know, when they for coronavirus. And this is the medicine that they give them. This is the only medicine that they're able to get.
Hey, they better wake up. They better wake up. Hey, well, the word is out there. Hopefully, what people need to do in a nutshell is really ask the doctor, because the doctor's just being paid to do what he does, and have your phone available and say, okay, what you talking about? Okay,
yeah.
And look up the drug. What I do is I type it in and I put side effects next to it.
Yeah, but this is the medicine.
If it's Regen Cold, whatever, I say, okay, side effects. Because I'm not even looking at the treatment of what they claim is being treated for, because it never states that it can heal people with coronavirus. It never says that.
No.
It never says that. Yeah, so I look at the side effects, and I look at it, and I'm like, okay, doc, here's the side effects. Boom, 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 boom. Did you know all this? So what happens if my family member experienced this? Do that mean they die? No, thank you. So there's no excuse for people with a phone in their hands to ever fall for what they're telling them. It's our position to realize, according to the Bible, that, and I'm going to place you on hold, thank you, sister, that this is our temple. Our body is the temple of God. And that you have power over this. And at the end of the day, if you allow a sign over your life to these people to defile your temple and allow something to go into your body, that's between you, that doctor, and your God. But there's no excuse if anyone with a phone, there's no excuse for you not to check before they administer something to you. There's no excuse. And at the bottom line, the whole thing is they seen where I was, but they had to come a different angle that I didn't hear before. And this is why I wanted to put it out there today. The angle was, the test isn't for her. The test is so that if, you know, to make sure that the staff is safe around you. But yeah, we're going to give you a separate treatment. Yeah, we're going to give you the treatment. Yeah, we're going to give you the separate treatment. Yeah, of course. Of course, she's dealing with all these other issues. We're going to give her the antibiotics and everything, the fluids. Yeah, we'll give it to her, but we have to make sure that at least if she's negative, then the staff is safe. And when I've seen them do that, folks, I'm like, well, okay. Understand the tactics. And on top of that, you stay prayed up. You stay prayed up to the Most High. Understand the tactics. And always, always look into anything that someone would advise go into your body. And I wouldn't suggest that anyone take anything that's approved strictly for emergency use only. That means under normal circumstances, they would not have been able to actually give you this. That's my suggestion. I should suggest that if you're going to follow the laws of God, you look at the laws of God and say, well, okay, what should go in my temple? The clean herbs and the clean animals that the Most High made in the beginning. That's it. That's what the Bible says. But if you feel that you want to deal with things unclean and that you want to, hey, it's your choice, your life. But at the end of the day, no one can say they weren't told. So with that, I'm going to say stay prayed up, sin not. We will soon see Zion. Shalom.
At gunpoint,